This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. Italian President Giorgio Napolitano on Wednesday asked centre-left deputy leader Enrico Letta to form a new government. Letta, who is deputy leader of the Democratic Party, said he would start talks to form a broad-based coalition on Thursday. It will likely go to Parliament for a vote of confidence by early next week. The Prime Minister-designate is expected to select a group of ministers mixed between politicians and technocrats under the guidance of Napolitano. I spoke to Professor of International Relations at the American University of Rome, James Walston, about this choice of leader. What do we know about Enrico Letta?
Not very much, and that is the point. A lot of people have been saying to me in these last few hours or days, who's Enrico Letta? I don't know anything about him. To which my answer is that that's exactly it. Enrico Letta has all the requisites for a bridge builder. He has been in politics on the left, but close to the Christian Democrats for many years. He's politically not marked on one side or the other of the Democratic Party. He also, which helps as in family terms, his uncle was still is Berlusconi's closest advisor. So the family itself is a bridge in itself, and that gives some sort of confidence to the centre right. He is not marked in the Democratic Party, and the biggest problem at the moment is that the Democratic Party is split, not down the middle. It's split into many different factions, and he should be able to bridge those gaps as well.
There was talk before of Napolitano, the favourite being Giuliano Amato, but many think that maybe he went for Letta to bridge a kind of a generational gap, because obviously Letta is a lot younger.
Yes, indeed. I think that is also part of it. It slightly takes the wind out of Matteo Renzi's sails. Matteo Renzi, the mayor of Florence, who was the runner-up in the Democratic Party's primaries, and has always been and still is very much the leader in waiting for the Democratic Party. But Renzi's not yet 40. Letta is over 40, but he is not. He's certainly of a very different generation to Amato and the others. So he fills that box as well.
What kind of government do you think we'll be seeing?
Well, the government, the members of the government, the ministers, will be relatively easy to fill. Some of them will certainly be members of the Committee of Ten Wise Men that the president commissioned 2 weeks ago, which covered the different political parties. It will be a political, mostly political government, in the sense that all the ministers, most of the ministers, will come from a specific political colouring. And that'll be relatively easy, and it could well be that before the end of the week we have them sworn in. But what will be very, very difficult, I'm not sure if it's possible, is that the programme that they will have to put forward and then implement is extremely difficult, because the two big parties, the PD and the PDL, the Democratic Party and the People of Freedom, have very different views of what they want to do. They all say they want to end the recession, they want to encourage recovery, but they do not say how they want to do it. And some of their things are diametrically opposed. Berlusconi and his supporters have been saying over the last few days that they want to abolish the property tax, the IMU property tax, and return last year's. Monti and the PD find that an anathema. The centre-left would like to see some sort of change in the anti-corruption laws and the conflict of interest laws. Berlusconi couldn't take that. So there are plenty of things that they can disagree on, and not very many on which they can agree.
Just one final question. Letta has been seen as a staunch pro-European. Do you think his appointment is likely to be welcomed by foreign governments and markets?
Well, at the moment, foreign governments and markets want something rather than nothing. Since the election re-election of Napolitano, the markets went up, the spread went down, and European and foreign leaders said, "Oh, wonderful." They said it because they were afraid that Italy would go into a long period of instability. And so they are happy that Napolitano, at least for the moment, is a secure president. They will be happy if and when there is a government led by Letta. Then what happens afterwards, if the government can't actually get a program together and then start implementing it, then they'll start being nervous again. both markets and the foreign governments.